KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Watson out to his right, end zone wide open. Pass caught. Hopkins for the touchdown. Here's Watson play action, airs it out downfield. Fuller. What a throw and catch. Kenny Moore in coverage. And a big play from Deshaun Watson. Good for 51. End zone. Hopkins, say hi to mom again. Touchdown. Hopkins. Might be the game right here, or a chance for the Colts. Brissett, can he pick it up? He cannot. Play made by Scarlett. And Brissett marks short of first down yardage, and the Texans will take over. As Watson keeps. Now they're... play was down and over, and you can see the reaction of the official that Watson was down when the ball came out, even though the Colts are signaling that they have it. And it stays with Houston, but let's take another look. It's punched out there. That ball's definitely out. Darius Leonard punched it out. We're inside 2 minutes. Leonard saying he's got it. It would be a review from upstairs. And it's the only thing the Texans can't do is lose the football here.
Yeah.
And that was close.
I didn't see the review. They didn't show it on the scoreboard. You know, they didn't show it on the scoreboard. I'm not sure why. But, you know, they showed it in our coach's box. The officials, and I was trying to get him to review it, but the officials on the sideline told me it was being reviewed, and then the Texans called timeout, so it gave him, it was inside of 2 minutes, so that gave them in New York even more time to review it. So obviously they saw it and didn't think it was a fumble.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, I kind of think it was a fumble, but does it really matter? Your beloved Texans got a victory. Let's do this. It's a Friday. On the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Las Vegas, for Deontay Wilder versus Luis Ortiz 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday, bitches. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the gambling god, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio, and Nick Sciarra out here with us as we broadcast live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. If you want to get in today, well, we're not going to take any calls because we're on location, but you can get us on Twitter. We're actually live today and in our regular time slot. It's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. If you want to send a message on Facebook, Aaron will respond if it's something he likes. And you can't watch us on Twitch because we're here.
We're not
Vegas.
On Twitch.
No, it'd be kind of fun to be on Twitch out here.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Because you never know who's going to show up. But it's a Friday. Let's have some fun. Had a Texans game last night.
Sports matches.
Lots of sports matches. And we got a big fight coming Saturday.
And you're the champion of the poker world.
I wouldn't say the champion.
You got a bracelet.
No, I did not get a bracelet.
Deserved one, though. Agreed?
No, I didn't deserve a bracelet. I deserve the love and respect of my peers. How's that?
Done.
No, I was telling you before the show, I had one of the worst runs I've ever been on. I went and played one of the circuit events over at Planet Hollywood, which was not a cheap buy-in.
$1 million buy-in.
Not quite that.
And you rebought.
I did rebuy because, I'm not going to get into my bad beats because I hate bad beat stories, but I did tell you what happened, and you would agree that that kind of sucks.
It sucks. But
and then so I rebought.
But what's $2 million to you?
It's tip money.
It's money for so some of our colleagues can go to the strip club.
That's right.
But no. And then I went over and I had just everything go wrong that could possibly go wrong. And I'm like, and you know how it is. Sometimes it just gets in your head. And I'm like, man, I just suck at poker. I should just quit. At some point, bad beats are not bad beats or bad luck. They're just bad play. And I went and after the game, I started looking at everything and said, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. I got $75 left in my pocket. I'm going to go play the 10 p.m. at MGM.
Okay.
And everything that went wrong all day long went completely right. I led the thing from wire to wire. I was dominant. I caught every possible card. Every time I was in against somebody, I had the best of it and it held up. And I wound up winning it and not chopping. And I was channeling my inner Hoffman. I even dropped a, don't worry, son, it will all be over soon.
Good
at
job.
One point. And took that down and then went and sat and played cash.
What I like to do, just to give a little bit of, like, give yourself a mental edge, I always say, I would chop if I thought you were a better player than me. And then they feel disrespected and they'll just start wilding out, doing dumb stuff.
Well, when we got down to four, the only thing I agreed to was that fourth place could have $65.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, because, I mean, at that point, you know, those guys have been, and I mean, I had about 80% of the chips in play, so there was no doubt at that point in my mind.
Right.
And the only time I lost a chip lead was heads up, the guy shoves with ace eight, and I call with ace 10, and he hits an eight, and suddenly I'm behind. I'm like, you know, that sucked. But then two hands later, I got them all back, and then two hands after that, I got in with ace jack against ace seven against him and held up and won the tournament, and then went over and sat and played cash for 2 hours, and all the good luck I was having in the tournament continued in the cash game.
Look at you.
So
you made back your million.
$2 million. A little short of the $2 million that I spent.
Okay.
But I'm down for the trip, but it was a nice rally, and so tonight I'm going to go play the 10 o'clock again because I feel like, you know, I feel pretty good about that tournament.
Your boy's down for the trip, too. Not even counting sports. We won't count sports betting. Yesterday was my worst college basketball day of the year.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah,
I split on my hockey play, so I'm basically dead even on sports.
Yeah, on the tables, your boy's down about one entry to that tournament you were in.
Ah.
So, I'm
ouch.
Down. I'm down a million too, but just a Fred million. But yeah, well, you know, we're just out here having fun.
Yeah,
having fun.
Yeah. Well, and it was different yesterday, and because we did the show early in Charlie's slot,
I had too much time to gamble.
There was way too much time to gamble. That was the problem, and that's pretty much all I did yesterday. I went to one poker tournament after another, and you know, it really was. At a point yesterday after the last one where I'm like, man, I can't even last five players in a $65 tournament.
Right.
It's like, what the hell is wrong with me? I kind of felt like David Duval losing his golf swing. It's like, I'm the David Duval of poker now. And it was totally in my head. And but then once I sat down for that late one, I'm kind of like, you know what, let's just relax. Sooner or later it's going to go your way. And then it did. So hopefully it'll continue, and I'll play another one tonight, probably another one tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes. And then we got the fight Saturday night.
That's right.
So plenty of time to rally, AJ.
Well, let's dig a little further into that Texans game. I guess we talked about it before as being a must-win game if they wanted to win the division. And despite the best efforts of Bill O'Brien, they got it done. So, I mean, what's funny is Aaron was saying that the people in Houston, Aaron, is it you want to get on the mic? The people in Houston are upset about this victory?
Yeah. Joel and Josh were here and we were reading text messages and Twitter reaction, and the city's acting like they lost the game. I mean, the stadium was pretty empty, apparently. Tickets were cheap. I know somebody who was a part-time radio person who was able to buy lower bowl tickets. I don't know what
Juggalo
is
trade?
Wrong with the city. But apparently you walk around and people act like they just got their teeth kicked in or something like that.
Well, I'm not going to blame them for that after Sunday. I think as a fan, you probably were like, okay, I'm done with these guys.
Right.
And I don't blame them for that. I did see that there were tickets for $4. I think you saw that yesterday,
yeah,
right?
That's discounted.
But realistically, I think that's a bigger problem NFL-wide. But as far as the game goes, that's a good win for them. I mean, the Colts are a good football team, and the Texans did everything they could to lose that game, but managed to win, and the Colts managed to cover, which made me happy. But I don't know why you'd be down on that win.
I mean, it wasn't pretty.
No, but that's been them all year, right? That was how they beat the Jaguars. That was how they beat the Raiders. That's how they win football games. And I'm glad it didn't come down to a missed field goal. Although, again, Fairbairn tried.
He does his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like when your team wins a game like that, it's hard to be frustrated. The one thing I saw that worries me some is just the run defense that was allegedly so great before the Ravens game.
Yeah, God, they got gashed in the run game.
Looked pretty bad again yesterday. But, the pass defense was pretty solid. And
Vernon Hargreaves actually looked pretty good out there.
How about Jonathan Joseph making a play on a ball that T.Y. Hilton would have gotten a big gain on?
And how about Jonathan Joseph actually being within 6 yards of T.Y.
Pretty
Hilton?
Pretty wild.
For the first time in his career.
And then you got obviously on the other side, the Texans were able to take advantage of the Colts secondary. At least Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins were. So it was good to see Will Fuller back out there and, you know, doing what he does, averaging 20 yards a catch until his leg falls off next week.
Yep.
But there was some promise there, certainly.
Am I the only one that is so frustrated watching Will Fuller because he adds so much to that offense, and I know it's not going to last. There's no way. He's the Yao Ming of the Texans. Well, I think J.J. Watt's probably the Yao Ming. But he's going to snap something next week or the week after, and you're not going to have him. And, I mean, they don't win that game without him last night.
No.
And that's it's kind of frustrating. But I think the things
– I think you have to look at it like this. Imagine there's a really hot chick who likes to be friends with benefits.
Okay.
And every once in a while, she calls you up and she wants to hook up.
Where can I meet her?
Now, let's say this happens only once every 6 months. You'd love for it to happen more often, but you're working on her schedule. And she's like, I don't want a relationship. It's either take it or leave it. So you take it.
Yeah.
And you take Will Fuller when he wants to come around and drop down a 150-yard game, 140, whatever it was. Yeah, I'll take that this week. Sounds good, honey. And then, you know, next week when he doesn't call you, and then he doesn't call you the next week or the next week, you just deal with it. And you wait for him to call you again and hope that it's as good as last time. Hmm. Right?
I would like to meet this woman of which you speak.
Well,
I'll take
she's
once,
out there, Fred.
I'll take once every 6 months. I really would.
She's out there.
But, yeah, it is kind of frustrating because – and, boy, on both those long passes, he made terrific catches, one with a hand in his face mask. And Watson made some awesome throws, too. It was
yeah. –
That's the reason why he threw for almost 300 yards is because that guy was able to get down the field and get open. And I thought the fourth down or the third down play to ice the game was very well done again. The negatives, well, we'll get to them. There are some things that I think they have to clean up. And the run defense, as you mentioned, and part of it is that Colts offensive line is just going to manhandle the defensive line of the Texans. So you know that those guys are going to be 4 yards downfield before you get to them. But I also think the fact that the Texans' running game was abysmal until Hyde broke off one run, basically.
Yeah.
They couldn't do anything. And they kept running the ball on first down. You keep putting yourself in second and 11, second and 12, because they just couldn't run the football.
Well, I knew as soon as the Texans linebackers showed up dressed in costumes that they were going to get beat up.
Oh,
and, of course,
yeah.
That's the day you give up 200-something yards on the ground. That's what you get for wearing costumes to the game. But a win is a win, Fred. You got to take it.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy with it. I think it's a good victory. It's important. I think it's going to be hard for them to miss the playoffs now, to be honest. And, I mean, it obviously puts them in position to win the AFC South. But, you know, with their schedule down the stretch, it should at least get them a wild card.
I would think so.
Depending on what happens with everybody else. I mean, and when they get to the playoffs, we know what's going to happen because Bill O'Brien can't coach in the playoffs any more than he can against good teams. But,
We've got to get to this Bill O'Brien, too, this character.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. But if you were on Colts plus 3.5 last night, you probably were doing it on mybookie.ag. And, guys, the great thing about mybookie is if the game's already started, you can get in and play in-game. So if you miss the beginning of the game last night, you could have got in and still got your action down. And if you win, they actually pay you, which a lot of these websites, that's not the case. MyBookie will pay you, and nobody pays out faster. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. It's up to $1,000. And make sure when you sign up, you get the bonus that's best for you. But use promo code radio, and that'll get your double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. A little later on the show, we'll be talking about all the NFL plays for the weekend. We'll throw some more college football in there, as we did yesterday. There's always hockey. There's NBA. There's everything. There's horses on there. You can bet them all. And you can do it all at MyBookie. Promo code radio right now to get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
To the Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Las Vegas, for Deontay Wilder versus Luis Ortiz 2. This is the Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, he's a great player. I mean, he's made plays for a long time. You know, he's a go-to guy. You know, everybody knows we go to him a lot. Will Fuller, was good to have him back. He made some plays for us. I thought we ran the ball when we had to. It wasn't great, but we stuck with it. And when we had to run it, we were able to run it. So I think all around it was a decent night by the offense.
And we're back on the Blitz. I don't know that you were able to run it when you wanted to run it there, Bill. But, you know.
Okay, let's discuss this Bill O'Brien thing.
I prefer to call him Lord Bill O'Brien.
Okay, your Lord.
It's not mine. He's Nick's Lord. Nick worships him.
Let's just think about this. And I know that everyone was saying, well, they didn't have conclusive evidence that the Texans didn't recover that ball, or that the Colts did recover that ball. Even though, I mean, Darius Leonard was on the ground waving at the refs, holding the football. I don't know if they had conclusive evidence either. How do they not look? How do they not stop the game and say, you know what, we're going to take a look at this thing. This play is under review.
Yeah, they never said that.
And everybody's assuming that they reviewed it. Every time they review it, don't they say this play is under review? That's part of the process.
Theoretically.
And everybody's like, well, you couldn't tell. The TV showed one angle. What that angle did show was Deshaun fumble. They've got more than one angle on that recovery. Did they show it in the stadium? Of course they didn't.
No.
Now, I'll be honest, I don't think the Colts were going to go down and score that quickly because they couldn't move the ball through the air. That said,
they should have had the opportunity.
What is Bill O'Brien doing giving the refs an opportunity to think about challenging it again? I mean, because Frank Reich can't throw a challenge flag. If he were able to,
inside of 2 minutes.
If there were 2 minutes and 1 second, there's no doubt in my mind a challenge flag gets thrown and they just see what happens. They can't, so they have to count on the booth whistling down and saying, hey, we're going to look at this thing. The team gets up to the line. They're going to snap the ball. Bill O'Brien's like, nope, timeout. I don't know that he was saying, hey, let's give him more time to look over this fumble. That's what it felt like.
He did.
Are you trying to throw the game, Bill? What's happening here?
Yeah, Bill had Colts plus 3.5 just like we
did. I guess so. Yeah. And they end up, you know, again, it ends up not mattering, which is best case scenario. But it's just another example. And it wasn't the only example of poor clock management. And it was frustrating. And it continues to be frustrating with him. And, you know, I don't know where Bill O'Brien ranks amongst head coaches in the NFL
16th.
Now. 16th?
Yeah.
I think that's high. I'll be honest. I do think that's high. I think that this team is hindered by their head coach.
Oh, we've said that all along, and I
and it's
honestly, I don't know if it's through the history of the franchise, but it's at least through the last two coaches that it felt like this team is limited by the coach that they've got. And the Texans felt that way with Kubiak, and of course he leaves, and what's he do? Goes and wins a Super Bowl. And it feels that way now. They are limited by what they've got at the helm, because the Texans are I wouldn't say they're as talented as anybody.
I think offensively they are.
They're more talented than 50% of the teams in the NFL. They're better at quarterback than 50% of the teams in the NFL. They've got one of the two or three best receivers in the NFL.
They've got a good running game. I think they've fixed their offensive line, which has been a disaster.
They've at least fixed their offensive line to the point that
it's not a negative anymore.
If at worst, it's slightly below average. At best, it's slightly above average.
And I think it's slightly above average. And that's, you know, so. But there's not many teams that can say they have all that.
Doesn't it still feel like there's only so much they can do? And the only thing I can think of, because even a couple years ago when the team was elite on the defensive side of the ball, it's never mattered. It's always felt like as long as he's there, it feels like they're going to make the playoffs. Maybe they'll win one game if they get a lucky matchup, like they get the Raiders with their 15th string quarterback. Maybe they got that one.
Don't say that. That guy's going to be your quarterback of the Houston Roughnecks.
Oh, well, my bad. And then they'll lose the first time they have to go play on the road. It just feels that way once again. And I know it's, you know, you talk about doom and gloom after a win. I don't mean to poo-poo on the win. The win was huge.
Well, go ahead and poo on it. Everybody else did, apparently.
The win was huge, and they had to have it. And honestly, after Sunday, when They were embarrassing on Sunday. I mean, and Deshaun in the post game saying we didn't show up and play our best game on Sunday. We didn't show up to play. What do you mean you didn't show up to play? I mean, you were playing one of the top teams in the league. This was the match. The MVP playoff is what they were touting it as. Like two of the top three, four guys in the MVP race. We didn't show up to play. Doesn't it seem like that's a game you would really, really be up for?
Yeah, but I mean, it goes back to what the Texans have been under O'Brien. Every now and then they throw a turd like that. Well, and they hadn't done it this year until that one. And yeah, but I'll give them credit for bouncing back, especially when they got down 17-10. It'd have been real easy at that point to say, you know what, it's not our year.
Yeah,
we just got our ass kicked by Baltimore. The Colts have come in here. They're running the ball down our throat. And for that stretch where the Colts scored their 17 points, the Texans' defense could do nothing to stop them. They couldn't stop the run. They missed tackles. They couldn't cover tight ends and guys out of the backfield. Shocker. And then they made some adjustments, and they were able to keep them under control the rest of the game. But for those three possessions, it was like, oh, God, they can't do anything. But they came back, and once they went down, they came back and got a field goal. The fourth and three, where they didn't let Fairbairn kick the first time, I don't mind that they went for it, but that play had no chance.
No.
That was it was either just an awful call or an awful decision by Watson. And, you know, those are the kind of things that are going to cost you in a close game. Have a better play call than that. I don't know what the hell that was about.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, though. The Colts didn't have a great play call on fourth and six or whatever it was.
No, basically everybody was covered. Brissett decided to take off.
Maybe a season-saving tackle there by Brendan Scarlett.
Maybe so.
I mean, that was a big play.
But the other thing, too, though, and I think this benefited the Texans a little bit, Brissett did not look nearly as mobile as he usually is.
No.
Don't think he's 100%.
He didn't look good when he was – I mean, he's never going to be super strong if he just sits in the pocket and throws. He didn't look all that great either. So, I mean, but again, some of that credit should probably go to the Texans, who played a good game in the secondary. And
yeah, I think they've gone and gotten some guys now that have helped that secondary. And I was surprised to see Hargreaves play as well as he did. And for all the talk of him not hustling or making tackles and all the things that got him kicked out of Tampa Bay, he was flying all over the field last night.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll keep up, because if that's the case, then you've got another useful person back there. Yeah, 832 says, the problem is the Texans put up two bad-looking games in a row. Baltimore loss feels like two losses, especially after a rough Colts game that you could have lost, but
it was a game that you won that you had to win, and they won it. So it's like, man,
it's just it wasn't the sexy win that I think you were hoping for, but it was important they got that win.
To me, it was basically, I mean, I didn't want to say it was a playoff game, but it felt like it kind of was a playoff game, and no one cares when you win a playoff game. You don't care if you won by one or you won by 50.
Right.
You just care that you're going on to the next round. To me, the Texans winning that game, like you said, almost puts them on to the next round. I mean, it almost makes them officially a playoff team. It's going to be – not that they couldn't blow it. They certainly could. But when you look at their schedule, they're going to be favored way more often than they're not. And
yeah, they won't be favored against the Patriots. They might not be favored at Tennessee.
That's it.
Otherwise, yeah, they'll be favored. And I think this guarantees them one playoff game. But the thing is – and I kind of get the impression you feel the same way about this as I do. I just don't see them as anything more than maybe they win that first playoff game.
And then they go to New England or Baltimore. And
even if they somehow wind up with a first-round bye, then you're probably playing Kansas City or you're playing Indy again or you're playing Baltimore. You know, something happens where they collapse. I don't feel good about any of those teams against – I don't feel good about the Texans against any of those teams.
All right. I got it. You know what I feel good about? CBDMD. Yeah. I've been a big advocate of CBD for a long time, and CBDMD is really changing the game because they are using a clean, safe product. They've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. There's tons of world-class athletes using this stuff, and I'm telling you, it's going to save you money because CBD, if you've done it for any amount of time, you know, it can get expensive. CBDMD, they do this thing where on their website, they show you a lot of the top brands and match theirs up against it. And they just show you right there, hey, we're flat out cheaper than those guys. We are less expensive than these other guys. And on top of that, they're going to make you feel great. You're going to feel good. I felt great. I honestly can't even work out now without knowing that I've got that CBD Freeze in my bag to rub on my shoulder and my knee after I'm done. And to make it even easier to see what they can do for you, they're offering all our listeners 20% off at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 to save 20%. CBDMD.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Las Vegas, for Deontay Wilder versus Luis Ortiz 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody mentioned T.Y. had two crucial drops in the fourth quarter. One of them I'm going to give Joseph credit for getting his hand on.
The other one, not so much.
No, not so much. But and then Colts fan Jose, was it just me or did Brissett look scared to throw downfield last night? I don't think he was scared. I just don't think there was anything there. Hilton, obviously, if you're going to have the guy on a pitch count, then he's not healthy enough to be out there. Yeah. He did not look like T.Y. Hilton. There was no explosiveness. If Jonathan Joseph can stay within 5 yards of you, you're not right.
Yeah.
And I think they didn't have anybody else that he could go downfield to. And, you know, their best success was get the ball to the tight ends and the running backs out of the backfield. So I don't know if he was scared. I just think the Texans took that away, and there wasn't a deep threat. And Lenny says, as a Browns fan living in Houston, it cracks me up listening to fans complain about how their team won. True. And before we say, you know, well, this is kind of how the Texans win, this is how most NFL games go now, to be honest. As someone who bets on a lot of these things, there's so many of them that come down to, you know, three-point games and making a few plays. And as much as I had some problems with Bill O'Brien's play calling, as usual, and the fact that they couldn't stop the run and that they couldn't run the football and all of those things, you got to give them a lot of credit for – well, I don't know how much credit to give them because what if that was a fumble? I was going to say they shut it down on that last drive, and this is the second time now they've done that where you don't give the other team the ball. and you're going to win the football game.
Well, here's my other question is, when you're trying to run clock, okay, let me preface this. Who's the most important player on the Houston Texans? Who's the most important guy to their success?
Number four.
Okay. If you're trying to run the clock down to win the game, you've got the lead, you're basically trying to run the timeout, why do you have number four running the ball?
Well,
can you think of any good reason?
Not, I mean, I'm trying to get...
You know what you're going to do. You're looking for a couple yards, and then you're going to let the clock run down to zero, down to one, and then you're going to snap it again and try to do the same thing. Is there any reason for Deshaun to be carrying the ball in those instances?
I wouldn't do it. I think the only reason to do it is you weren't running the ball very well with the other guys, and maybe you catch him off guard there and he gets a nice gain, which he did. But you're also getting him beat up, which is not necessary.
Your unnecessary risk
because
is what it is.
At that point, you're close enough to being able to run out the clock that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. And I think he got lucky that he didn't get the guy hurt. But I think he also got lucky that they didn't look at that fumble. Because, I mean, as good as Deshaun is, you have to think – If you need someone to hold onto the ball when they get hit, you'd rather have Carlos Hyde or someone like that than Deshaun. It's another one of those things that is frustrating. It's not the end of the world because it didn't come back to bite them, but
right.
it's a trend of this team making decisions that I just don't really understand.
Yeah, I don't know why you're putting Watson at risk there.
I really
don't. And because you don't really need to. I mean, worst case, you're punting that thing away. They're going to get it with 25 seconds left.
Okay.
And this ain't Drew Brees.
And this is a team that hasn't moved the ball through the air the entire game.
Yeah. I also have been critical of them for, you know, how bad their defense is in those situations.
Certainly.
But this ain't Drew Brees. You know, and I don't think it would have mattered. But, yeah, they wound up throwing the ball, getting the first down, closed it out, did a good job with that drive. They did a good job defensively making the play on Brissett. Who looked? I thought he was going to get the first down easy, and they did a nice job of closing on him. And again, I think that goes back to him not being 100% healthy. But you know what? There's no reason to feel sorry for the Colts if Hilton and Brissett weren't 100%, because the Texans have a lot of guys who aren't 100% either. And you know, obviously, not having J.J. Watt, that defense is.
Oh, is he good?
Yeah, they got no pressure. I mean, they got the one sack, but. It's just they don't have anyone who can collapse the pocket.
Remember 3 weeks ago when we were talking about the game that Clowney had for the Seahawks? And everybody was saying, they don't even need him. Look what they've got.
Oh, no. Remember, they wanted like 9 players on that defense over Clowney.
Right. Did yesterday feel like they didn't miss Jadeveon Clowney on that team?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to get back into it for a full show again, but.
Why not?
Because we don't have time.
No, but I mean, they could have used somebody. To take up, because the thing that makes DJ Reader effective and Whitney Mercilus effective was
getting double teamed.
Right, and they get more one-on-ones, and you know, that's lacking right now, and they don't have a pass rush. They're not getting any pressure on. And now part of that, too, again, credit to the Colts, who have a fantastic offensive line. And, you know, but that's – I think this team will be fine against bad offensive lines. But when you're going to get to –
When you get to the playoffs, how many bad offensive lines are you going to see?
Not many. And that's the problem.
Barkevious Mingo didn't get any pressure yesterday?
No Mingo. Mm. Mingo does Mingo things, AJ. But, hey, the other guy in that trade had the sack.
Yeah, that's true.
So there you go.
For how many yards?
I think it was 8.
Okay.
Yeah. But well, no, I
– Never mind then. I stand corrected.
Well, and listen, Conley's been a good pickup for him, and – They use that pick from the trade, but you could have used any third-round pick. So I don't like throwing him into that mix and giving them credit for, oh, well, they basically got Conley and Mingo and one sack guy for Jadeveon Clowney. That's, yeah.
It's all equal, Fred.
but I do think the encouraging things – What have we talked about were the two biggest weaknesses of this team, offensive line, second, and cornerbacks more than secondary in general.
Yeah.
I really do
secondary
think.
Secondary health is an issue.
Yeah. Now there's, you know, when you've got Reed out and that weakens the safeties, although I think they've got enough depth there to survive at safety. I think they've got three pretty good ones. So if two of them are healthy, I think you're okay. But I think the addition of Conley, and, boy, you get Bradley Roby back, and suddenly I think you've actually, again, I think you've made it into an average position as opposed to being a serious negative, because I don't know if Johnson, what his situation's going to be. But if you've got Roby and Conley and you get that out of Hargreaves and you get Johnson back, you don't have to put Jonathan Joseph out there. I'll take that.
Yeah.
If they can continue to play at the level they're playing.
Because it's hard for me to imagine they're going to keep getting that from Vernon Hargreaves.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was...
Because he's been bad. So, I mean, he had a good game last night, sure. Again, I think that could be attributed as much to the Colts as it could to the Texans.
Yeah, and I mean, that could have easily been a one-off, and I get that. But if you get that kind of play out of him, then I feel better about what you have back there.
Yeah.
It's just, I agree. I don't know how much of that we can expect. Not Dead Zed asks, any fights worth the crap on the undercard that I should care about?
I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but no, I'll say this. I don't really know. I like watching these undercard fights. Are there any massive mega names that you need to know? Probably not on this one, you know, but...
I use the undercard fights to find out who the next guys are. Because guys can have great records, but until you actually see them in person.
Yeah.
So that's a question that I can answer better after Saturday.
Okay.
If that's fair. Say, hey, keep an eye on this cat, you know, because I learn more from actually watching those fights about who might be good in the future.
Yeah.
Hey, can I drop a little non-sports breaking news on you real quick?
Sure.
John Turturro
okay.
has been cast as Carmine Falcone and Matt Reeves, the Batman.
Hmm.
Interesting.
It seems okay.
Yeah, I think that's I'll watch it because, you know, I care about all these things, even though I shouldn't. I really don't think you should be redoing Batman, but if you're going to do it.
They're going to and then 10 years later, they'll redo it again.
Yeah, but I think he'd be a pretty good.
DC's got to get their money from something, Fred. It's the Batman franchise. Otherwise, they're just burning money.
And I did read the other day that they are probably going to try again with Justice League, which. I mean, I guess if you're getting a new Batman and a new Superman, it kind of makes sense.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I was reading, this is what a dork I am, I was reading this story about all the stuff they went through when they were making Justice League,
mm-hmm.
where the producer's daughter got sick, so he had to quit the director had to quit for a while. And so there's all this... footage from the movie that he shot
is why they
and then somebody else came in, they didn't like it, and then the studio, I mean, they went over budget reshooting things, and Henry Cavill had a mustache because he was doing Mission Impossible, and they had to CGI that out, and it's just like, you know, why didn't you just, I mean, I know you got too much money invested in it to just punt.
Well, let me ask you this, doesn't Henry Cavill make more money from Superman than he does from Mission Impossible?
Well, not if they were getting rid of him. Which, I mean, that was the thing. I think that was his last one.
But
it was a reshoot.
Seems like they should have been able to tell him, hey, man, you got to get rid of that mustache and let Mission Impossible CGI a mustache on you or grow it back.
It'd be easier to CGI a mustache on than off, right? So, yeah, I don't know. But apparently it was like months after the shooting was supposed to be done that they had to redo all this.
How odd.
Yeah, it was just strange. And when you watch it, you can see how disjointed it is and all right, I'll tell you what's not disjointed.
You know what we're missing out here?
Yeah, we're missing Whit Myers. God, I could use a little Space City vodka right now. I could use some rye and bourbon blend right now. You know, I could use, hell, the rye that we bottled out there at the distillery. I'd love to have that, or the bourbon, right now. Sitting right here, I would love to have some Whit Myers. And guess what? If you're in Houston, you can do it. You can go to the distillery right now, and you can get any of those products. That rye bourbon blend, stop by your local liquor store, pick that up. That's their new showcase product, and it is fantastic. And if you're having your company party, you get it booked now because they're going to run out of spots, but you have your holiday party at Whit Myers, you can do a barrel pick with your group, and they'll bottle it for you right there. How cool would it be to have your own bottle, just like we did, and there's a few of those left if you want to go buy them this weekend. You can tour the distillery at any point. Just go to visit them at whitmyers.com to book your tour. They are at 16711 Hollister, and they basically have a bar there that is as nice as a lot of bars that you're going to run into. And you can get Whitmire's at all the liquor stores. Whitmire's, Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery, Whitmire's.com.
I go hard on Southside G. Yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside heat. And still. Bad things.
This is the Blitz, on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Las Vegas, for Deontay Wilder versus Luis Ortiz 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Wilder Ortiz 2. Does that count at 4:48? Yeah. All right. Another thing I kind of miss, you know, I get that the Specs beer thing. They tweet stuff out. The Dogfish Head Bourbon Barrel Age Worldwide Stout is out, and they have
that beer that's like 20-something percent. That's like a
My kind of beer.
That's a get-you-pregnant beer.
Yeah, I haven't been pregnant in a while, so.
That'll do it.
It might be worth doing, but yeah, so.
You know where they have that beer? Burger Bar.
You know what? Maybe that's what I should do tonight. So I was thinking about getting. Because I haven't been to Burger Bar yet. I was thinking of going for lunch tomorrow.
I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to Uber out to Henderson to the station's casinos.
Yeah.
And play a little blackjack out there and maybe go hit up the breweries out there.
That's not a bad plan. Mm. Yeah, I think tonight I was just going to get a nice dinner after the show, go back and chill in the room, and then go play the 10 o'clock.
I had an amazing meal last night.
Yeah.
At the Kraft Steak place here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good place. I've been there many times.
Oh.
Yeah, I ran into your mom. She was bragging about it, too.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was so good. I got to have – you know, when you go to a good steak place, I like to get my steak blue.
Yep.
And it was perfect. It was damn near cold. But I had a tomahawk ribeye, some asparagus, some Brussels sprouts with gigantic chunks of bacon in it.
I would have just stopped after, you know, I had a – I would have stopped at the steak. I would have filled myself with that.
And then my mom was like, let's get some real good whiskey. Because she had like some kind of – on her player's card, she had like a $100 credit.
Yeah.
And when you're getting a $400 meal, it's like – she was like, well, let's just go balls out.
You might as well.
And she got like a 31-year-old scotch. It was just stupid good. I don't even like scotch. That was a good scotch. And then I had some 12-year Whistle Pig rye.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
I like that. I like that Whistle Pig. Yeah, it's funny. I was wandering around, I think it was yesterday, and, you know, your mom was down there just pumping on the slot machines.
Oh, yeah.
So, I talked to her for a couple minutes. Like, all right, I'm off to play blackjack.
And we didn't, like, get dressed up fancy to go to that Kraft Steak, which I guess it's one of the
nice.
One of the more upscale places in this casino.
They don't give you grief over it, though.
No, they don't. But they did, like, every time we ordered something, I guess because we weren't wearing suits and dresses, they would come back out and be like, oh, sir. You realize that shot you ordered is $88. And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I'd have been like, oh, geez, is that American or Canadian?
Like, I was like, dude, do we look that scummy that you're like, you think we're going to walk the tab or something? I guess we did.
He probably looked a little homeless.
I guess we did.
Well, Vegas will do that to you. So, yeah, I have nice clothes for the fight. That's it. I'm not wearing.
Yeah, I was wearing jeans and a hoodie.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you don't have to take my money. That's all right if you don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you in.
Yeah.
Nick trying to get in.
Yeah, Nick, they basically had somebody at the door, and she just looked at him and just took one look at him and just shook her head. Didn't say anything. Didn't have to. Just shook her head. Like, no, sir, you're not walking in here. But, that steak place over at New York are probably my two favorites here.
Well, the one with all the dry-aged?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Yeah, it's not something I want to do all the time, but once a year, that's a good place to go visit.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. We're actually live today. We're in our usual slot, and it's a Friday, and we're just having a blast out here in Vegas. Just happy you guys could join us. Hope you're not stuck in traffic, but if you are, just hang in there. We'll get you home. And, yeah, I'm not getting the hatred for the Texans win on the text line the way the other guys
I haven't seen much of it either.
I don't know how you can be unhappy with that.
I don't either.
But that's me. Of course, we can't take any calls, so people could call in and say why they're unhappy. But the reality is...
We're not having it. You're unhappy? Suck it.
Yeah, I think you should be happy with this. I mean, and maybe it's because both of us are higher on the Colts than a lot of people are. And, you know, as the Texans get healthier, you know, down the stretch here, I mean, that's going to be a very good win for them. And, of course, they get the Patriots next. They get some time off before that. I think that's a loss. But then after that, you get the Titans twice, you get the Bucks, and you get the Broncos. You should be 3-1, and that should win you the division. And if it doesn't, you at least get the wild card. And I mean, I guess the only thing that would mess that up is if the Titans decide they want to be good down the stretch and not a 5-5 team. Which, I know they've been better with Ryan Tannehill. It's just hard for me to buy that.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. So I don't know that we're going to get any interviews here today because it's pretty dead in here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's several shows, but there's just not anybody wandering through. Of course, the weigh-in was a little while ago. I think it was at 1:30 airtime. But it should be over by now, right?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, it is over, actually. Yeah.
So usually that's when everybody comes in. But, nope, nice and quiet here.
Oh, well. We'll make the most of it.
Friend. Hey, man, I'm fine with that. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. We got... when we come back, we'll go over the NFL lines.
Okay.
We can do that. And then at the 6 o'clock hour, you know who we're going to have.
RJ Bell.
Yeah, RJ.
Live from Vegas.
RJ and friends. You know, if they didn't have to do – I'm surprised they're not doing their show out here.
I am too because this – I mean, obviously this whole thing is put on by Fox Sports.
Right. And they're Fox.
So, I would have assumed they'd be down here, but
maybe we can make fun of – RJ for that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
A little bit and say, why are we here and you're not?
Because I saw, you know who I saw here yesterday is Clay Travis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys boys?
No.
You don't want to have a drink with him?
No.
Okay. You guys are pretty like-minded.
Yeah, we are. we see things eye-to-eye.
Almost exactly the same. Yeah. I mean, I think he's just a national version of AJ
Hawk. People get us confused regularly.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. So, yeah, I haven't seen anybody that famous.
No Clay Travis famous?
No Clay Travis famous. Clay Travis for the longest time I thought was the guy who sang the Texan song.
I just saw Jason Ellis here.
Yeah.
From Sirius XM. He does that. He used to be on Turbo. Now it's the Jason Ellis show. It's on like 103 or something like that. 102 maybe or something. I think it's 103. But he's a guy. He's fought professionally too. He's kind of like me. He was like just a radio schlub who liked fighting and was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And
good for him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Sometimes you get an idea and you should just do it. And for me, it was getting the NeoGraph procedure done from Dr. Linville to get my hair fixed. And it was one of those things. I had gotten to the point where, okay, we're just going to shave all this off and go bald. And I was not going to look good. I knew it. But... You know, there really wasn't anything that was working for me, and I looked into all kinds of stuff. And we had people who wanted to advertise with us and say, "Here, you can do this." And I talked to them, and I'm like, "No, this is cheesy. I don't want to do it." But Dr. Linville's procedure was completely different, and spent 5 minutes with him, and I was sold because he had it done himself. His hair looks fantastic. These aren't hair plugs. You know, these aren't wigs. This is your own hair. He basically extracts the individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. So this is my hair. It's from the back of my head, and you know, some of you guys may not need as much done as I did. I had a bunch. I had like 2,400. But, you know, go talk to him. You get a free consultation and see what it's about. You don't have to pay a dime until you're ready to do it. Just go to 975hair.com. Get that free consultation for all of the ESPN listeners. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. 975hair.com. You need a taste of your own medicine. Watch me take the wheel out.
empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force Water.